남무대 후원 선님이나 소리지거리 맘마가 관람 후다라 관람지 도우진 나미는 시도하노진 비스민라흐마누라힘 인날라하 말라이크도 유슬루나 알람드리 야이글라지나 무슬루 알라이브 슬림 무슬리마 알라우마 슬리나 سيدنا مولانا محمد المعدن الجود والكرم اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلي الف والكرم اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلي وصحبه وبارك وسلم اما بعد دوشي برس الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر
إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر It's Allah's grace, it's His blessings, it's His mercy who has to us taken us right up to the last Laylatul Qadr. Tonight, this night, is also, which will start after Maghrib, it is also Laylatul Qadr, the night of power. All the whole month of Ramadan is full of blessings and mercies, barakat, rahmah, but the whole of Ramadan, the essence of it, you could say, all of it, if you squeeze it, Allah Ta'ala has put it into the last third, the final ashra. And in the final ashra, the last third, if you squeeze all of Ramadan into these odd nights, Allah has put into the odd nights. And the odd nights, 21st, was it has gone. The 23rd came and it has gone. 25th came and it's gone. 27th came and that's gone also. Alhamdulillah, 29th is here and it's about to come. We say this, that what's gone, what has passed, forget it. Forget and what's going to come? Yes, you don't know what's going to come, whether you're going to get it or not in the future. But where you are now, the present, be worried about the present. What's happened? It's happened. It's gone. Yes, the way we spent those nights, we spent them. What we had to do, we did. But this moment right now, the ni'mah Allah is giving to us, Laylatul Qadr, with regards, relation to Laylatul Qadr, the 29th night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made a beautiful principle law. Allah ta'ala says that I'm with my servant the way he wants to go, the direction he wants to go. So if your niyyah is correct, intention, if you have the desire, and from the heart you have the desire, then Allah Ta'ala, He can turn everything towards the positive. Yes, somebody had 21st, it's happened. Somebody had it on the 23rd, it's happened. Somebody had it on the 25th, it's gone. Somebody had it on the 27th, it's gone. But we say that ours is the 29th. For us, it's the 29th. Yes, and there's a great, you could say, backup for this. There's a lot of dalil for this as well, proof. That the 29th night has Aisha Sadiqa radiallahu anha, she also has a confirmation for this night, so quite a big backup, you could say. She said, I think that it's the 29th, Laylatul Qadr. From all the Sahaba Ikram, they're all honorable, all of their observing, all of their makashif, all of their dreams. We've discussed that Allah Ta'ala has hidden this night. But, Alhamdulillah, there's one principle as well, which the pious predecessors say, that the night changes. It changes. Yes, because the statements of the Sahaba, the pious predecessors, are correct. Sometimes it could be 21st, sometimes it could be 23rd, sometimes the 25th, sometimes the 27th, and sometimes Allah makes it the 29th. So at this moment we don't need to worry about this or think about this, that that night hasn't come. Our heart says that tonight, this night is Laylatul Qadr. So when you have this belief and yaqeen and you have this hope in Allah, then inshallah you will do the actions that you should do on this night. Yes, the actions that are deserving of Laylatul Qadr, connected to Laylatul Qadr with a lot of love we should do. And consider that this is Laylatul Qadr, the night of power. Don't think about it, rather it is Laylatul Qadr. Yes, beyond that there's no night to come after this. So this is the night for us. So this, we should spend the night in the same way for the reason that Allah Ta'ala has given us this night. Yes, Allah Ta'ala has explained and told us, inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. Allah starts the surah with regards to the night. Allah is defining to his Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who in a beautiful style and manner, Allah says, inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. So when Allah Ta'ala is explaining this night, then it's the Kalam, the Qur'an Hakim, the Qur'an that is mentioning this night. Such a great night, such a valuable night, that no other ummah attained, no previous nation. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, وَمَا أَدَرَاكَ. Though Mahbub, you don't even know yourself what is this night. Yes, if I didn't tell you, you wouldn't know either, Allah Ta'ala is saying. So such a great ilmul ghaib, from the hidden knowledge, Allah's treasure this is, that is becoming apparent. Yes, it's not a minor thing. For this, Allah's made a full preparation. He's given a complete ashra, 10 days in which this night is sealed. So how valuable at night it must be for me. How many treasures there must be. Valuable treasures. So in this valuable treasure, the biggest thing Allah said in advance, that the Quran Hakim has told us about this night. Why? That all of this is connected to the Ummah. All of the connection of the Ummah is with the Quran. And the Quran is connected to the Nabi, the Holy Prophet ﷺ. So the Prophet ﷺ and the Quran are both essential and necessary for us. If we didn't get this night, we wouldn't have got this night if it wasn't for our beloved Nabi ﷺ. Do you understand? And our Prophet ﷺ, his connection with the Ummah, yes, there's a connection between the Nabi and the Ummah. And what's that via? Via the Kitab that Allah Ta'ala has given to us. So first Allah said this, that it will be beneficial for you this night. It is very good. But tell me that how much connection do you have with this Kitab? Say Subhanallah. Do you understand the point? Yes. That take the benefit from the night. Definitely take the benefit. Very valuable night. But definitely think of this as well in parallel. That this kitab, what is your connection with the kitab? Because Allah says, why? This kitab, I have made the connection of this night with the kitab. Yes? Because Allah Ta'ala, He knows that I'm going to send this to my ummah, to the ummah. So Allah Ta'ala selected this night for this kitab. Yes, Allah Ta'ala selected this night for this kitab. Why? Because the ummah is connected to the hereafter. And all of this discussion is with regards to the hereafter. And Allah gave this night for the ummah. And Allah gave for the benefit of the ummah. So first the ummah should say that this kitab that I've revealed to you, that did I reveal in this night? Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. Yes, in this night, the Mufassirin say that Allah Ta'ala's treasure, it was sealed, this Quran, on this night. The commentators have stated, yes, that is present to us today. Yes, it's in our hearts, it's in the books printed, it's on the shelves, Alhamdulillah. And it had it, it was the Ummah's, and it's arrived to the Ummah. So Allah has said this, that this is that kitab, the book that I revealed in this night. What does this mean? That in this night. Yes, that from the Lawh-e-Mahfooz, Allah Ta'ala sent it to the world. in this night Allah Ta'ala selected. And Allah Ta'ala's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then he was told about this night. So first, Allah explained to us that in this night, that you, how much connection have you got with this night? The hidayah, the guidance, the kalimat that I gave to you, that I have given you the instructions from the Quran. How much did I tell you? Obviously, we can now judge ourselves. The whole Ummah can judge itself. Individually, we can assess that how much connection do we have, relationship with the Quran. What's the relationship mean? That kissing it, looking at it, doing khatam of the Quran, or reciting portions of the Quran, or to improve your tajweed, or to give speeches on the Quran, or to mention points of the Quran. These are all separate points on their own side. Why? Because the Quran has many effects. There's not just one effect. So there are many effects of the Quran, and every effect of the Quran is beautiful. Yes, every qari is beautiful who recites the Quran. I say it's not the achievement of the qari, it's the achievement of the Quran that allows him to do this. He thinks it's me who's achieved this. No, it's the effect of the Quran that's unique, alhamdulillah. From one mouth it comes out in a different way, from another mouth it comes out a different way, from another mouth it comes a different way. Yes, if somebody from Arab speaks different, Malaysian differently, Indonesian differently, Pakistani, he recites it differently. Isn't it? Yes. All are qaris, alhamdulillah. Yes. So, but the real genuine objective principle, alif lam mim dhalika al-kitabu la rayba fihi hudan lil-muttaqin. Allah says, this is such a great kitab that whoever takes hold of this kitab, directly he becomes straight away a muttaqi. He goes on to the journey of taqwa. So this is the real connection with the Quran. That's what the Quran says, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Yes, have you got the connection with the Quran or not? Yes, the Quran says that I make people muttaqis. And Ramadan also says, I came to make you muttaqi. So Allah Ta'ala then gave Laylatul Qadr. The same question is asked on Laylatul Qadr. That what connection do you have? Yes, do you know what is halal? Do you know what is haram? Do you accept those things as they are? Because it's not about words of religion. It's not a religion of just recitation or difficulty or problems. Everything is cured. Allah has given a solution in one thing. That how much connection do you have with the Quran? This Quran's guidance, if a person follows the guidance of the Quran, all problems are solved, all difficulties are resolved, all hardships are resolved, individually as well, collectively as well, and as a nation as well. As a nation, this is our solution. This is our solution. That what is our connection with the Quran, our relationship should be proper with the Quran. So this is the introduction for this night. Allah Ta'ala has made himself. Yes, otherwise, what was the point of explaining the Quran? Yes, yes, we could talk about Laylatul Qadr, what will happen, do this, that's it, end of story, and do this worship, etc. No. Yes, that the subjects that will come after this, regards to this night, all the conditions, all the situations, they will come from this connection. That what is your connection with this Quran? How have you lived your life? Did you eat haram? Do you eat halal? Was your life proper? Was your getting up and sitting down proper? Then as-siratul mustaqim, was your life based on that, based on the Quran? Then we could say, وَمَا دَرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. Yes? Then we can say that nobody can understand the greatness of Laylatul Qadr. I said to his Nabi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will tell you, yes, the greatness of this, and otherwise it was behind the veil. I wouldn't have revealed it. So Allah says that some things, when they are so great, they are so high and glorious, then it said at that time that you cannot understand what this is. That it's beyond your understanding, in other words. You can't reach to this point. So in this is another point comes. That when this is said, why is it said? For this reason, that its importance is being mentioned. The importance. Its importance is being mentioned so that the human being can pull himself together. Oh, such a great thing Allah has given. Understand what I'm saying? So think this now. This is tonight, Allah is talking about. Tonight, think about it. You as well. Which night is it? Tonight, and it's the last night. After this, there will be no Laylatul Qadr. Yes, you could say, the 21st came, maybe it was the 23rd. But now there's no chance after this night, the 29th. This is the last chance, very, very valuable night. وَمَا أَدَرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرَ Allah says. So Allah's put this situation in the night, not in the day, this event. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yes, what's the reason that it's in the night and not the day? Yeah, there must be something. The reason is this. That the night is a unique, separate thing. The night is like a veil. The night is what? It's a veil. It hides. It conceals. It hides away. So this hiding, the becoming dark, silence, it is a great thing for a group of people. Do you understand what I'm saying? For a certain sector, it's a very great thing. You didn't understand what I'm saying. Have you understood? Yes, so one group, sector, for them, this is a very great thing for it to be in the night. Rather, he waits for the night all day long, a section of people. What do they do? All day long, they wait for the night, and they say, bad to the sun, bad to the sun. Oh, when are you going to set? Please go away from here, sun. We want the night to come. Your rays of the sun, they've distressed us. Who are they? The lovers and the beloved. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yes. So the person who loves and the person who he loves. What's the biggest wait for? The night. It should be darkness. So we'll wake up and the night and everyone in the dunya will be sleeping. This is the case, isn't it? Yes. Everyone who has love mutual for each other, they have this desire. Yes. Like there's a Punjabi verse poem. There was somebody translated it about two people who had the love for each other. And the mashuq is saying that so it's a unique poem this is, and I have a lot of enjoyment when I read this poem. Why? Because the meaning of it is very great. So mashallah, she had the love for her, the person who she was attracted to. Obviously, she said for him, that is a difficulty this is. The all night long, all day long, the light is running for business, for work. So I'm just giving the meaning of this. Because that this light needs to go, and I can release myself from this. That the person, he's got a dog and is always barking, she said. The dog's always barking. And she's saying that I want Allah Ta'ala, please get this dog away from here. This distraction, so he's not conscious anymore. So she's giving the curse to everyone. To the businessman, your light's on all day long, your shop lights are on, and you're delaying. There's a distraction, and she says, you go as well, please leave us. Then she says after that, and all these animals that are here, all of them should be sleeping, and just my yar Mirza, he should be just wandering around, nobody else. So there's a meaning behind all this. Do you understand? The night. So Allah Ta'ala also says, Inna anzallahu fi laylatil qadr. Subhanallah. Wa ma adaraka ma laylatul qadr. And what do you know what is this night of qadr? This is the night where the beloved of Allah connects to his Rabb, to his creator. This is my explanation, whether you like it or not. It's up to you. I just speak from the language of ishq, of love. So it makes sense as well. It's the night time. Why is Allah Ta'ala selected it? It was the most valuable night. Even that, Allah said, the most valuable occasion, precious occasion in the life, is during the night. Allah says, so Allah Ta'ala says, that I made the sun, it's got shine and glow. And the moon I've made with a different illumination, different light. The Quran says this. There's a difference in their light. Why? One has got jalal and passion, and the moon, its light is beautiful and soft and mild. So Allah has given the contrast here. So Allah Ta'ala has made the night for this reason. Why? Because Allah says that my beloved, they should come out. Yes, the real person who loves me, Allah says, and the fake ones in the dunya, they all use the night. You understand what I'm saying? So the majazi, they come out in there, they're looking around in the streets. Where's that person? Let me speak to the person I'm looking for. Let's share the broken heart stories together. If you have love for somebody, then you can understand this point. I'm just a shayar anyway, who recites the lines. And Allah says, the real love, yes, they also come out in the night, in the same, the quickly, I want it to be night, I want to be from work, I want to put my prayer mat out at the Hajj time and meet my Lord, my friend. Yes, and that's where their focus is. Yes, yes, so those people in the dunya, their love is fake, is temporary and limited to this world. But the worshipper who wants to meet his beloved Allah during the night, so even listen to this point as well, that this, you could say, is a desire from both sides. The person who loves the Creator and also the Creator. Both have this desire that there's loneliness and that we meet. So, the real love in this, also there's from both sides there's a desire. Allah also wants this and the servant also wants this. Subhanallah. Do you understand, enjoy what I'm saying? Understand the meaning? Allah also wants this. That's why Allah Ta'ala extended the night. Allah's hides the sun, lets it set. Oh, it's a lot of loss, we need the day. Oh, the poet says here, let the sun go, let the dog stop barking, let the business shut down, because they were taking benefit from this light. Close it. Why? Because I don't want the light. Because I need the darkness, I don't need light, I need darkness, because my mahbub will stay awake. Somebody said, you know, the day said to the night, that you're nothing, I am better, I am more powerful, my glory is strong. Who said this? The day said it to the night. He's cursing the night, you are darkness, I'm daylight, people wander around, they enjoy, they can see, they run their business, they can do things in the day. Yeah? And then, they look at my light, the day said, it's glowing and sparkling and shining. Then the night gave the reply to the day. Shall I give you the reply? He said, you're talking about your light and you're satisfied that your light is great. You are just one, isn't it? But inside me, all the people who are the beloveds, their hearts, do you know how much they shine, their hearts during the night? You are just one light. But their qulub of the lovers of the awliya Allah, look at their light, how intense it is, how strong it is, said the night. What do you know about the light? Said the night. So this light is greater. The light in the hearts of the people who love Allah, its light is so great, is much stronger than the light of the sun. Doesn't the hadith say this? That those places, those homes where the dhikr of Allah takes place, then the light, the rays of that light goes up to the heavens. People, they're looking at the rays of the sun during the day. This is the dalil, the proof. That. So be calm, be cool, said the night to the day, that I've got the light, the intense light. Your light will finish. All you do is give heat. But the light of the hearts gives coolness to the bodies of the believers. And there's jamal in that, there's beauty in that, said the night. So Allah Ta'ala also created the night for this purpose. In reality, that in the night, during the night, my beloveds, tatafa junubihim, Allah says, that they're desperate to leave their beds, their mattresses. They don't want to stay there. Why? Because they're waiting all day for the night. They don't want to sleep. Yeah? Just like that woman was cursing the night. I want the lights to go off. I want the shops to close down. Same way the beloved of Allah said, I don't want to sleep on the bed. I was waiting. There's darkness. The lights go off and everything shuts down so that I can spread out my prayer mat and recite Surah Yasin and get close to my friend Allah. You understand what I'm saying? You like what I'm saying? So for this reason, the night, it wasn't in the day. The night of power wasn't kept as the day of power. It's the night of power. Allah could have put it in the day if he wanted. Yes, could all these things that we're doing, actions, not be done during the day? But no. Because the reason is that there's nothing else in this. Allah says this between me and my beloved when we meet each other in the night. Yes, so I told you the ibadah, isn't it? Now tell me, will you make noise in the masjid, do this and that? Will you sit in isolation during this night? Loneliness. Think for yourself. Should be seclusion, alone, and take any ibadah. Will they be beneficial or will dhikr ilahi, dhikr of Allah, be beneficial during this night? For when you meet Allah, Allah says you should praise me. Allah wants this from His creation, isn't it? From every human being. That when the beloved, and when the lover meets the beloved, that how is great is your ears, your nose, how great you look. What are they going to ask? How much do you earn? What do you eat? What did you cook today? Did you make meat good? Or she'll say, go, you brought your food here as well, dunya here? So look at your Sheikh, how he explains to you these points. Huh? So, yes, that she will say that he has come now, and leave the dunya, I'm here. And what's he saying to me? He'll be immersed in how the beauty, the eyes, the surma, and mashallah. That's, oh, look here, this the shadow of the blackness of your hair, and this is the shadow of the eyelashes, and I feel that I immersed myself in your eyes. This is the shairi, isn't it? The poetry that we read. Oh, the heart doesn't feel that, oh, I don't want to touch her and make you dirty and impure. MashaAllah, and the wind is, the breeze is blowing, and this freshness and this calmness, and the praise continues for an hour. Yes, and then the person who's the beloved is happy. So Allah Ta'ala, who's the true creator, He wants the true praise. Because how do you praise Allah? Alhamdulillah. This is how you praise Allah. Oh Allah Ta'ala, you are the greatest, most glorious. Alhamdulillah. And then the lover of Allah, he praises Allah, then he rejoices. Allah, now how can I praise you now? You are just the way you are, the way you have praised yourself. How can I praise you? Says the believer. Yes. So this is what Allah Ta'ala is saying. Yes, is the proper explanation I'm giving? Have you heard this before? No. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. Allah says, come. For which reason? Forget about asking, come to meet me, Allah Ta'ala says. Forget asking from me. Come to me, I'm waiting for you, Allah says. Inna anzallahu fi laylatil qadr. Wa ma adaraka ma laylatul qadr. What do you know why I have made this night, Allah says? What's the secret behind this? So Allah Ta'ala loves His servant immensely. For this human being, Allah has made Jannah, the Hurs, the Maidis, Jannatul Na'im, Jannatul Adn, Jannatul Firdaus. Allah has made levels and status, darajat. Tell me how much Allah loves His creation. How much Allah loves His creation. So can Allah not make a night like Laylatul Qadr for us human beings? Allah selected it. That stop everything. Everything should freeze. Everything should stop just in this night. A faqir, he sat some mujahid all day long. He obeyed my instruction, kept the fast, and all month long he didn't commit the sin. He did tawbah, repented. And he was patient. And those things that was a contract between me and him, and he purified himself. So Allah says, do I not want to meet him alone? Do I not want to meet him in seclusion? So Mujaji, the temporary fake love in the world that the shayr is writing, the ghazal, the praise, and then when that ghazal, when the verse passes with the mabub, does she not feel that I definitely want to go and meet this person who's praising me? Yes, the person who's praised me. Yes? So is there anyone here who's dry, who doesn't understand what I'm saying? Do you understand the points I'm making? Yes? So Allah Ta'ala says that He's, for example, the beloved, He's praised me so much. Let me see who's that human being, that who He gives His whole life for me. Yes, the heart will feel that, isn't it? So Allah says at the same time that all year long you sat in my dhikr, you praised me, the angels explained to me, gave the news that this man's doing your dhikr, this person doing dhikr, reciting this kalma, reciting that kalma. Every moment, Alladina qiyamu wa qu'udu wa la junubi, every moment he's doing your dhikr. Allah says, I also want to see who is this person who keeps on praising me. Subhanallah. So this is now the explanation, the beginning. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. Allah says, no, then there's a special night. I won't keep it a common night. First I'll bring Ramadan for this believer. I will wash him, purify him. I need him to come to me beautiful. Say subhanallah. I will give him ghusl. Yes, during the nights, during Ramadan, he will be washed and cleaned with salah, with taraweeh. There will be preparation with tawbah, istighfar, through majalis dhikrullah, with Quran recitation. I will make him immersed for 30 days. When he's immersed, pure and clean and washed, just like the majazi says. Yes, I'll put this scent on, I'll put this perfume on, wear these clothes, wear this scent, wear this fragrance and perfume. He says that, isn't he? Allah says, I also decorate my human being when he's decorated and made and purified and clean. Then for him, Allah says, I don't select the day, then I select the night for that person. Then Allah says, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. Wa ma adaraka ma laylatul qadr. Do you understand what is this night? Yes, decorate yourself, prepare yourself, purify yourself. There should be seclusion. Clean yourself fully. Clean your sins. Make yourself pure. Yeah, Allah doesn't want to see your face and you put fragrance on and powder and you think that you're smelling good. No. Allah Ta'ala says, Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu, what was he? Yes, what beauty did he have? Or scent? Yes? How much was their external apparent beauty? But he was such a great beloved that Rasulullah said that Bilal, I can hear you walking in paradise, your footsteps, where are you wandering around? SubhanAllah. Bilal used to live on the earth, but he used to wander around his footsteps in paradise. Yes? Why was this? Because he was the beloved of Allah so much. He was the beloved of Allah so much, so beloved that he made Hazrat Bilal the beloved of his beloved, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the status, and he used to call out to Allah. Allah's Nabi said, Bilal, my eyes, the coolness of my eyes is you. You say it first. First he said what he liked, that the most beloved thing for him is that cools my eyes. This is a great example of love here from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And really, when, for example, if you meet your son or somebody you love, then there's coolness in your eyes, isn't it, that you feel? Yes, you feel a calmness, the more love you have for that person. So this is the example, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the example. He said, Bilal, do the action that is the coolness of my eye, of comes to my heart. He didn't tell anybody else. Why? Because your voice is so beloved to me, that gives me coolness for this job task. You are the most beloved me. For me, you are the one who can carry out this task. And his adhan was the greatest. What was this a sign of? The selection of love from the Prophet ﷺ. That you can do this task for me, this job for me. In the Khanka, if the Shaykh says to Murid, that you do this for me, all his life he has that enjoyment. This is the work of the ashiqs, the lovers. We don't know this. All life long he feels that taste and enjoyment. All life long a shaykh's instruction, he's desperate that if he just says to me something, do this for me. From morning he makes the niyyah. We used to make intention, all of us used to have this intention, that today Hazrat Sahib will come out, let's see who he directs today, whose hand he takes. Yes, we used to be stood in a line, big muftis and scholars. We used to come out, Hazrat Sahib would come out the door. And then, this was their style of their love, then he would, and then immediately everybody would run, Hazrat would usher, this was their style, he would take the hand, I remember this until today. And then with the five fingers, they would take the person with the hand, and they would take that person with him, along with him. He would take that person who he selected. Yes, so this is the like relationship between the two people who have love for each other. Right to the point to they get to the edge of the masjid, then they would release the hand. Otherwise, they didn't need anyone else after that. So, ask that person who really used to have a love for Hazrat Sahib, for the teacher, or Hazrat Sahib used to love him. Then that's where the enjoyment comes. And then through hinting and giving direction, if it's extremely hot afternoon, extreme heat in the afternoon, in Dera Ghazi Khan, there's a lot of heat in DG Khan, in our region. And it's a wilderness, it's desert area, heat. And they used to be stood outside the masjid, and we'd see Hazrat Sahib will open the door, let's see what Hazrat Sahib says. Then tell me how much distance, there's house there, the road between, and we used to be stood on the other side. And from my heart a sigh came at that time. If only Hazrat Sahib comes today, and he brings a Mama Sharif for me. I'm just telling you from my own side now. So Hazrat Sahib came out from the house and it looked like the moon had come out, the sun. Everybody was ready. I'm just telling you the right point, exact sketch of that scene, I'm telling you. Everybody's ready there. Let's see whose turn is it today, who's fortunate today, who Hazrat Sahib gives the direction to. So everybody's there. We weren't jealous of each other. We used to be envious of each other. So then Hazrat Sahib started to move slowly. That where did Hazrat Sahib bring his hand out to? Which person? Everybody used to be behind. And whoever Hazrat Sahib would direct to, we'd go forward. That is disrespect to volunteer yourself. Yes? Yes, that we don't even know how to pick up the shoes or to serve them, the pious elders, what are the adab? We don't know these things. So these are all things that the Prophet ﷺ taught to his Sahaba. These personalities, I'm talking about my Hazrat Sahib and the Mashaikh, the great walis of Allah, they're not normal people, the friends of Allah. Yes, don't think that they are normal. Yes, I'm telling you, there are a great group of people, the awliya Allah. Every single thing when you do an action with relation to them, you need adab and manners. And from every adab, you get the qurb, the nearness to Allah. I'm telling you, the essence of their life. From everything that is related to a waliyullah, you get the nearness to Allah. Yes. So that day, Hazrat Sahib ushered towards me, and they put the hand towards me. It wasn't even my mind. It was a waswasa that just came in my mind, a thought. And then I went forward, and Hazrat Sahib put the hand out, and they used to have, they said, "Here, wear this," and they gave me the imama to wear. So imagine the value of the imama. Can you imagine? That chadar Hazrat Sahib gave me. That I don't wear that out of adab respect. I try, but I can't wear it. It happens. So this is the generation, the era of love I'm talking about. It's not Sharia points. When you have love for a person like your teacher, then you realize that the ashik, the person who has love, there's this just below that woman said in the night, "I want the dog to die, I want the lights to go out, I want the business to shut, everyone to go, because me and my beloved can walk around and nobody can see us." This is jazba. It's a passion. Just an example. Yes. So for that person that she loved, she wanted everything to go out of the way. So that's a temporary example of the dunya. We're talking about Allah Ta'ala says, "Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr wa ma adraka ma laylatul qadr, laylatul qadr khayrun min alf shahr." Allah says it's not a minor night. What do you know about this night? This night, my friends, is very valuable. This night, laylatul qadr, how valuable is it? Precious. Allah says 1,000 months. 1,000 months. In other words, just like today you pray Salah, it's like you prayed continuously for 1,000 months. Whatever good deed you'll do for 1,000 months. The prostration such that it's like 1,000 months worth. And subhanAllah, those tonight who do tawbah is like 1,000 times over. So how fortunate are those men and women who today crush their desires and come towards tawbah, repentance? Think for yourself. What a great door Allah Ta'ala has opened up tomorrow. If a person's going into Jahannam, how can he complain tomorrow when he's going to hell? There's such a great open playing field. Allah has given us life until today. A chance. Even then we reject. Okay, next time. Okay, if you made mistakes in your previous life. Allah says, "I'm not asking about your previous life. Khairun min al-fishar." I'm saying to everybody, khairun min al-fishar. Even if you're sinful, zina, adultery, thieves, bandits, for everyone I'm saying. But Allah says, forget about the past. Everyone is equal today. Who is there who wins today? That's the question you have to ask yourself. Who wins today? Who can pick up the benefit of today? That's what. Do you understand my explanation? Yes, this is called Tafsir Asifiyah. Subhanallah. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah, give the full Tafsir, 15 juz. I don't publish it because there will be fatwas then after that. Ooh, I say leave it. Yes, they'll stop zikr. One, two masjids are given as ijaza. Even they will expel us if that tafsir is published. Do you understand what I'm saying? Everything is khair, Allah says today. Everything is khair. And how great a khair? We have to do this today, that keep on doing khair. And it will be like 1,000 months, not 1,000 months, Allah says only. Min khairum min al fishar. Allah says khairum min al fishar, beyond more than 1,000 months. And khair, goodness, is such a word in Arabic. It's unlimited khair, and there's no limit, there's no finish. Allah says beyond that, the thawab we cannot realize. Allah just used that quantity to explain to us. So imagine a good deed today is not 1,000 months, more than 1,000 months of goodness. The thawab of tonight, and then we still don't do anything. Still we sin. Still we put our hands up. At least put your hands up and do tawbah to Allah. So what do we do to tonight? Ask Allah, "Allah, give me a son, give me a daughter, let me get married, shadi, child, wife." You have asked everything for Allah. You've asked everything for Allah, but the hands don't raise for the proper objective. It's the nafs, isn't it? Desires. Everything we want to ask according to our desires. Beyond the dunya, our eyes and our hearts can't see anything. We're fake lovers, isn't it? We're fake. The true lover will say that I don't need nothing, Mahbub, I just need my beloved and that's it. Never will he say the fake lover in the dunya, they say, "Just get away from here." They won't think, "They've come out of home, where am I going? Where will we go? Where will we live?" They say, "Allah khair, let's just run away from here." Is this the case or not? The temporary, fake example of. But the true love of the believer, that what do I want from the dunya? Allah, if I get to you, Allah, then I've got everything. I don't need anything from the dunya. Just keep on, I'm comparing with you as we go along. Allah, I want your raza, pleasure. I have nothing in the dunya. Give me this, give me this, give me this in the dunya, give me this. I'm fed up of these things in the dunya, Allah. No, they don't let me sleep, they don't let me stay awake, don't let me do ibadah, worship, don't let me stay honest, don't give us a status. They have destroyed us, all these things in the dunya. We just want you, Allah, and that's it. Is there anyone young who can stand up and say something like this to Allah? Say Subhanallah. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatul qadr wa ma daraka laylatul qadr. Laylatul qadr khayrun min alfi shahr. Tanazzalul malaikatuhu warruhu. So this is a unique verse next to Allah said. Unique verse. The barakah, rahmah, mercy, blessings of this night, if you look at it, it's not angels were coming. Rather for this Allah have selected who? Sayyidul Malaika, the head of the angels. Yes, who is the head sardar of all the angels. He is selected unique for this night that you go down on this night, Allah says. And take your cabinet, your special select cabinet. And he selects his cabinet. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu is the hadith. And I share this with you, hadith in my style. That Allah says, go, Jibreel Islam, you go down to the earth. And the whole heaven shakes sardar. Wherever he goes past, then they will salute him. Tanazzalul malaikatu warruhu. Yes, Allah says, warruhu. Allah selects who? The rule, Amin, the head of all of the angels, Sayyidul Malaika. Hazrat Jibreel Islam, no other angel was selected. And his cabinet, imagine how great is his cabinet of angels that he selects. Where do they live? Shall I tell you the place? They stay in Sidratul Muntaha. That's where Jibreel Islam's angels, they live just under the arsh, the throne of Allah. From the 70,000 angels, he selects from there, Jibreel Islam. For us sinful people and for pious people like you and for sinful people like me. Is this our status? Imagine who's coming to meet us. I'm not telling you stories, I'm telling you the true facts here. Of this night. I'm not putting a group here together or a crowd to listen to what I'm saying to. Listen again this bayan what I've said so you can understand. Do you enjoy what I'm saying? Listen again. Keep looking at the time when we have to stop. The intro is about to finish. The real explanation has to come yet. Have you seen what I'm saying? Rule Amin, Allah selects Jibreel Islam, the head of the angels. And then he selects his special cabinet of angels, select cabinets from Sidratul Muntaha, 70,000 angels he will select, Jibreel alayhi salam. And those angels in the past haven't even seen those angels who live there, say Subhanallah. How many angels? 70,000 angels that haven't been seen themselves before this by the end of the angels. Where are they coming? Down to earth. They're coming to earth. تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالرُّوهُ فِيهِ بِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ أَمْرِ Allah says, that in that khair, can you imagine the goodness of the, how many mercies will come, how many blessings will come, how many rewards will come, that when the angel descends, the how many mercies come down with each angel. Yeah, the angel doesn't come alone, on his own. Jibreel alayhi salam, when he comes down, then think yourself, that what a great mercy he will bring with him, what beautiful fragrance, the environment that will be in the world, what things will be happening in the world at that time. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatul qadr, Allah says, tanazzalul malaikatu. Tanazzalul malaikatu, Allah says. Yes. And then further Allah says in the verse, تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَرُهُ فِيهَ بِيَنْدِهِ رَبِّهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّهِمْ The angels will descend. And then what happens? The hadith gives us some great points here. Shall I tell you the real hal or shall I just tell you some points? Shall I tell you a selection? Do you want to hear a few selections or do you want to hear the real thing? Yes? Okay, first hear the hadith then. So then you'll understand what will be seen with the eyes. Is there still time yet? How many minutes left in breaking the fast? 15 minutes left? Okay, fine. We should be able to manage. Because you've heard the Quran. So now we will... The angels and Jibreel Islam come down to the earth. 70,000 angels with him. They come down to where? The hadith states, Subhanallah. Two narrations on this. one narration that I like, I will share with you. Time is short now, isn't it? Yes, otherwise I could tell you all night long. As a Jibreel Islam comes down, in his hand is a green flag, standard, not one, four. Four flags. Yes. So what does it mean, four flags? It's stated that in this dunya, four places which are the most holy and respected and honorable by Allah. Because the flags are going to be erected there. Whose? Whose flag? It's the flag of Ahmadiyya. Subhanallah. The Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's flag is about to be erected. To explain that you can work as hard as you want, but this flag will stay forever. This standard, don't forget this, that this standard will never diminish. Remind the people, this flag will remain. You can try as hard as you want, do what you want, try as hard as you want, try to destroy it. But this is the flag, the standard that will remain. Why we've been told, don't be munafiq, don't be hypocrite at that time. Don't sell yourself. You'll be destroyed. Don't fall into deception that you are finished. No, the standard, the flag is erected, it's there, it's present. Don't give the sacrifice. Give yourself over, but how dare you? Don't leave that path. Don't be scared. Don't go into hypocrisy. Don't think, oh, we're finished. Oh, we're only a few. We can't do nothing. No, the standard, the flag is erected. It stood there firm. Four flags there will be. The first flag, Jibreel Islam, will set down where? In Makkah Mukarramah. In the Kaaba, at the Kaaba, which is the head, HQ. Then the second flag, Baytul Maqdis. Then Tur Sina. Mount Sinai. And then the fourth flag standard will be, it's come out of my mind. Baytul Maqdis, Tur Sina, Kaaba. Ah yes, Madinatul Manawwara. Subhanallah. Yes, how can I forget that? So it's his flag. How we can forget his place? So for the four flags, the four places, Jibreel with his own hands, he will bury that, erect it, announce people, nothing can be done. In the Deen, in the Law of Islam, Allah Ta'ala says Islam is superior until Qiyamah. These are just tests that come up and down, trials, tests, challenges, just challenges, nothing else. But successful are those who stand beneath the shade of these flags, the standards. Do you understand what I'm saying? So after erecting the flags, he will call his cabinet, 70,000, come gather Makkatul Mukarramah, right, I'll give you the duty now, he says. Uli Amr starts now. The reason we've come for, do your duty, go. Go, disperse, we've come for the Ummate Muhammadiyya. Go, and every single home, go and shake the hands. Do musafaha. Today is the time to decorate. Yes, have you got a yaqeen in this hadith or not? Every single home, go and do musafaha. Greet them. Who should we greet? Say the angels, I'll give you the list. In the house with this swine, pig. What does pig mean? Allahu Akbar. Where there's haram, where there's riba, interest, where there's impurity, where there's impure things, items, you know the things that are against the Quran, because the Quran comes first, in anzalna fi lailatul qadr, innit? Where there are pictures, that's also against the Quran. Where there's music, singing, where there's immodesty, no shame. In those homes, the angels will not go. Where there's a dog, where there's pictures, images. Do you understand? The list is given. Who? The ruler mean the head of the angels. The angels don't even go in the direction of those homes. Don't even enter. You won't be able to enter those homes. So my brothers, you tell me, can you count how many houses now that today will lose out? Now listen further. Jibreel Islam, the angels will go. The night is here. This will happen tonight. How fortunate are those people if there's a house that the angels, they come from down from Sidratul Muntaha beneath Arsh of Allah, that even the angels in the heavens have never seen them before. They will descend after descending. Obviously, what will be happening in those houses? The dhikr of Allah will be happening in the house. Oh yes, either they'll be listening to dhikr or they'll be doing dhikr in those homes. So the angels will go and greet them, musafaha. The sign of musafa is told that whilst they're listening to dhikr in their bodies, they will feel a coolness, tears will come from their eyes. Yar, in the heart, the love will start to generate and develop. Then consider the musafa of the angels taking place. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatul qadr. Wa ma daraka ma laylatul qadr. Do you understand now what is this? How long will this carry on for? Salamun alas salamun khair. The night will be full of khair and barakah. Salam. He said, there's no limit to the khair and the goodness. And when will this carry on? Hatta matla'il fajr. Just until fajr time, this will continue. Soon as fajr adhan is called, and then the angels will be called back, summoned back, beckon. And that's the hadith. Now, shall I tell you the reality of the eyes? What they say? Maybe in Mukashfa previous, I told you some Mukashfa experiences, observance, that Allah Ta'ala, the hearts, there are different hearts, different conditions. As a person becomes pure, clean, then the veils are removed from that individual. From where? From the heart, the veils are removed. Allah Mufta, Allah Ta'ala, we do the dua, that Allah, please remove the padlocks from the heart and the veils are removed, the curtains are removed and drawn back. When the veils are drawn back, then he starts to see that person. Reality, not from the eyes he sees, from the eyes we see. The friend of Allah looks and sees from his heart. They and see and look from their heart. Yes, his hearts are, his eyes are closed. From the eye, he keeps the eyes closed. For to go into the qurb nainis wala, he keeps his eyes closed and is immersed in the dhikr of Allah. Always his eyes are low, gaze is low. But they said, when you go to the friend of Allah, then be aware and fear the jalal of his qalb. His heart is open. Don't think his eyes are closed, but in reality he's awake, because his heart is awake. Because he's not going to see your face, he's going to look at your heart. Say subhanallah. Subhanallah. This is the glory, the shan of the wali Allah. This is all hadith I'm sharing with you. Hadith, learnings. This is mukashifa, observing, witnessing. It's not some big reality. The wali Allah, the pious person, he keeps on cleaning, puring. I'm not going to do haram. Keeps crushing his desires, suppresses his desires, finishes his yearnings and desires. And he takes ghuraba and poverty and hardship. He has to cross big, big tests and challenges. Wala nablu alaikum, Allah says that you have to go through all the tests and the trials. Yes, from all challenges and hurdles and barriers, he jumps over them and goes beyond them. It's not a minor thing to draw back the veils and to remove the veils of the heart. Yes, for example, you have to pull and discard the haram. The more you discard and shun the haram, the more you remove the veils from the heart and see the reality. So that's the work they've done during their life. That's the work they've done. Then the heart is so clean and pure, that as soon as they bow their head, they see, they observe. Somebody sees, observes Jannah, somebody observes a hur, somebody observes the Anbiya, prophets. Just as the darajat and the level raises, they reach to the heights, to the paradise, the high levels. But they're still independent of that. Keep remembering Allah. They don't focus on these things. This is not the objective end point. This is also a makhluk, group of people from amongst us. They have mukashfa. They observe. There's one person I saw in Masjid Nabwi, from a person like this. And he was bayah with me. And true bayah he took with me. And was one night, all his parda veils were removed. And great qurban he gave for his bayah. For his qurbani he gave great sacrifice for his bayah. Don't know what he had to leave. He had to leave haram, isn't it? He closed his bank accounts and his businesses and incorrect relationships. He said, I've given up everything. I will leave everything. I have no need for these things when I'm getting Allah. Yes, he just took a turn in life. If we said, slowly, slowly, tell me some of those zifa. These dramas don't run in front of Allah. So when you remove the veils slowly or quickly, the more quickly you remove the veils, the quickly you'll arrive to your destination. Or you want to delay it. So he removed the veil. Suddenly he said, that's it, finish, I stop this, all this unlawful stuff, business and unlawful earnings, etc. He put a padlock on it. He said, this is fake. So the person relieved and says, is this haram, the sood, rabah? He says, is there doubtful something? Let me finish that first, whatever's doubtful. In the path of Allah, it's not easy a path. It's not simple. Why? How do you find Allah? How do you find Allah? Do you understand my point? Yes, قَدْ خَابَ وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّهَا. That you have to crush your desires. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّهَا. When you crush your desires, mix it with the soil, the dirt, and whatever you get in, the difficulties to crush the desires, problems, you're finishing off comforts, luxuries, you don't care about the luxuries, you are suppressing your desires. Then you see the enjoyment. We don't want to do this, and we are monkeys and apes, so just a few days here. After that we'll go and join the soil in the graves, and then sticks and punishments, and immediately forever. So brothers, do something now while there's time, and fight your desires now. Yes, so this student, he crushed his desires, his daraja went high. So night time fell, 27th night, he came to me in the morning, he said, I'd like to tell you a dream I had. He had mukashfa, he observed, he witnessed. What did he witness? He said, I saw in my dream that the dunya suddenly became like a globe. So this hadith is when he said, I saw that the dunya has become like a round sort of bubble, and I'm seeing the bubble of the dunya from far, separately, he said. He said, from a distance, I'm looking at the dunya. I said, what were you looking at? He said, I saw the dunya is like a bubble, and it's darkness, total darkness. Then suddenly the light started to come. I saw that Jibreel, all the angels descended at that time. And say, this is observation. He's obviously observing. 27th night was running. So he's seeing that, he's witnessing the commentary of that night. He said, I saw, and then I saw that, then I saw the flags being erected. He didn't know this hadith. He became Muslim that day. The Tawbah, he didn't know the hadith. What is this knowledge? No. But he saw, he witnessed it. He said that, anyway, I'll just summarize this to you, because I can't go into too much detail. He said, then I saw with my eyes the things happening on the 27th night. Then I also saw this, that all the earth, I started to see things from inside, what's happening inside the earth, what's the people in the dunya doing. And everything summarized within a second in my eyes, I could observe everything, the reality of this world, he said, I saw. And just like the hadith says, Jibreel Islam gave order to the angels. I saw the angels, they were going to houses. They were desperately trying to go to the house in the world. And they're going there. And then they're soon, like a group, like, you know, like a gang, a group. You understand, a group, they're going, and with they're going fast with speed, and they're seeing that time is short. They have a mission before the dawn. They're in a mission, in a rush. But I saw that some houses, they would stop. They wouldn't go into those houses, just like the hadith says, where there's dirt, impurity, sin, the angels can't go in there. After that, what would they do? They'd have two colors, he said. He said, I saw this. He said, one was a green one, one was a red one. He said, they would go, while they go into the house, sometimes they put a red cross, and on some houses, there's a green cross they paint. He said, I saw this, the hadith. The unfortunate, wretched, accursed for some people, and some people have good fortune today, and they're happy and lucky today. So today destinies will be made, or they'll be destroyed. Just like in the verse it says, that this moment, that there will be decisions made on the destiny, the lives of people, their futures. إِنَّ أَنزَلْنَهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ. Allah says, Laylatul Qadr, it's khayrun min al-fishar. That amr, that all the decisions will be made in this night, that this is wretched person, he's cursed, or he's good, he's successful, or he's jahannami, he's destined to hell. So decisions will be made. Yes? Yes, because they know he's about to pass away, his life is short. The whole hisab takes place this night. The accounts, the balances. The cross is applied, green or red. Sometimes the angels are happy from some houses. Some houses, they're there, they're very sad and unhappy. So he said, I saw this. He said, I saw this. And this scene continues. He says, then eventually, suddenly an angel calls out. Calls out loud, beautiful voice. All angels, wherever you are, come back, come back. They run back towards him. The caller, the announcer. He says, suddenly, then everything finishes with beauty. Just like the birds fly up, then they leave the earth and they fly back to the heavens. Then I'll tell you the hadith. You understand this? The mukashfa, he observed this. So the eyes also explain what happens on this night. So his taqdeer, his fortune will be made today. Who does tawbah today? So when the angels go back, the hadith comes now about observing the witness of Ibn Abbas. When the angels return, when they leave, then on every asman, heaven, they ask, where have you come from? They say, we've met today, the Ummat Muhammadiyah. What decision did Allah make? What did Allah decide? The angels ask each other, listen to this answer, you have to hear. They say, the answer is this, that those people who are pious and good, the pious people, good people, who are they? Yes, Allah Ta'ala knows best, the Wali Allah, the Awli Allah, the friends of Allah. Allah has forgiven them. They say, and their shifa, on their intercession, Allah has forgiven also the sinful people. The sinful people. They say, when they hear this, the other angels, the whole of the first heaven, first layer, it is rejoicing and vibrating with dhikr. Then they go to the second heaven. Then they ask the same question. They say, Allah has forgiven the pious people of that qawm, but due to their intercession, due to their shifa, Allah has also forgiven the sinful. Then they go to the third heaven. Eventually, they continue the series. They get to the arsh. Allah's throne, Sidratul Muntaha. Then from there, the questions asked. Then they, even to the arsh, from the farsh to the earth to the arsh, the whole universe is rejoicing and swaying with happiness. And they're happy with the bakshish, the forgiveness. So understand the point. listen to the intent, the point. That even this you can hear and see is happening. The success is due to what? The make a connection with a wali Allah, a friend of Allah. Yes, is it time to break the fast? So the connection is with what? With a wali Allah. It's due to the success of the connection with Allah, due to his shifa. That person also, the sinful person, will be forgiven. Okay, break the fast.